It's hard to find a Silicon Valley company that hasn't publicly declared its support for racial justice in recent weeks, but that has opened them up to criticism about how hard it is for many Black people to thrive in those companies. Here's Rachel Miro from KQED.
Many people consider San Francisco-based Pinterest one of the friendlier social media platforms, less known for vitriolic political conversations of the like found elsewhere. That, at least, is what initially drew former public policy and social impact manager Ifeoma Ozoma to Pinterest after stints at Facebook and Google. But less than a year after she arrived at Pinterest, Ozoma raised concerns about the pay she was getting for the level of work she was doing.
I wasn't being paid fairly, and according to the company's own chart, while I was still the public face of all of the work that was being used to prop the company up as a responsible tech company in a sea of irresponsible ones.
Ozoma led initiatives she felt really good about, like taking down vaccine misinformation. And she got Pinterest to stop promoting slave plantations as wedding venues. But then she took heat from her manager because she failed to make the case for the other side.
I should have come up with the pros for promoting slave plantations. Like, to this day, I think about that and the fact that it was put in writing in a performance review that then impacted my pay.
After going round in circles over the pay issue for 5 months, Ozoma finally hired a lawyer, which is to say the office atmosphere was already tense when a white male engineer at the company decided to share her personal information with an online group known for doxing. And then she says she was doxed.
My cell phone number, my full name, my photo, my email was shared all over the internet. It was on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, the Chans, so 4chan, 8chan.
Ozoma says the engineer was fired a week later, but by then she was traumatized, and so was another Black colleague on her team she'd brought into Pinterest. Both left the company. Then, after Pinterest declared solidarity with Black Lives Matter, they both took to Twitter. In a thread liked by thousands of people, Ozoma called the declaration a joke and shared her experiences at the company. After a week of deflecting criticism from Ozoma and her colleague, Pinterest's CEO, Ben Silberman, sent an email to employees apologizing and conceding that, quote, parts of our culture are broken. Broadly speaking, the kinds of things Ozoma alleges are commonly reported by Black people working in Silicon Valley. These negative experiences may continue to be commonplace until there's a critical mass of Black people in tech, according to Yvonne Hutchinson, who runs ReadySet, a diversity consulting firm.
Some of that is structural. I think some of that's also educational. And I think some of that is just demographic, about bringing more people into your organization and having more points of view represented.
African Americans made up roughly 4% of the total workforce at Pinterest last year, which puts Pinterest right in line with other companies in Silicon Valley that have a long way to go before their numbers reflect the diversity of the American population. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.